Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Margaret. On today's program, some viola music, the talent of Kristina Petrovska-Kvilukou, and a little diversion with the Derivative Duo, and of course, some oboe music. To begin, why not celebrate with two Canadian talents, specifically pianist Kristina Petrovska-Kvilukou, performing music by Heather Schmidt, who is also quite the talent. Her first composition award was at the age of 6, and she subsequently studied at Indiana University and became the youngest student to receive a doctorate of music at the tender age of 21. But you know, that was not enough. She went on to Juilliard and continues to compose and perform. She regularly teaches at different universities and conservatoires throughout North America and beyond. So we've got two powerhouses in the house, in the classical community, both from Canada, pianist Kristina Petrovska-Kvilukou and music by Heather Schmidt. And they are joined by, well, another powerhouse, the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony Orchestra, with Daniel Warren conducting. This is the Larghetto.
Thank you.
The Larghetto, the middle movement from Heather Schmidt's Piano Concerto No. 2. That was a performance by Christina Petrovska-Kulikow and the Kitchener Waterloo Symphony Orchestra. And you know what I love about that recording? It reminds me of the old vinyl, when you actually hear the ambience in the audience at the same time. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And as promised, some viola music, an often underrated instrument as a soloist and both within the orchestra. I'm speaking of the beautiful viola or viola, however you want to pronounce it. It is the middle child between the violin and the cello. It's played with some heavier strings and at a lower pitch range, but that gives it that hauntingly beautiful sound. Our next performer is from Moscow, one of the world's leading viola players. He's won numerous awards, both as a soloist and conductor, studied at the Moscow Conservatoire, and did lots of competitions all through Europe, and is now celebrated around the world. And he has also gone on to support the development and enjoyment of the instruments through different foundations, which I think is a wonderful thing, and some charities with the likes of, well, get this, he's worked with Elton John and Stevie Wonder. His musicianship is outstanding, and that can be attested to the opening. We're going to hear the opening of a recording of Schubert's Sonata for Viola and Piano. Here is Yuri Bashmet, joined by Mikhail Mundan. Thank you. Yuri Bashmet on viola, joined by Mikhail Muntian on piano, and that was the opening to Schubert's Viola Sonata. And it is that time of the program. I know I wait for it. It is oboe music time. Today, some music by Richard Rodney Bennett. He was an English composer renowned for his film scores and his jazz performances, as well as challenging some concert works. He was based in New York from 1979 until his death in 2012. He did come from an artistic family. His mother was a pianist and singer, and his father, a children's book poet and author. His work did earn him, get this, an Academy Award nomination, and he can be heard in very popular films a little bit from the past, such as Four Weddings and a Funeral and Sweeney Todd. Now, aside from film and jazz, he's also composed some orchestral works, piano solos, choral works, operas, and get this, yes, some oboe music. His After Syrinx for Oboe and Piano is based on Debussy's Syrinx for Solo Flute. And today we're going to hear a performance by the talented Hans-Jörg Schellenberger, joined by Rolf Konen.
Thank you. Thank you.
oboist Hans Schellenberger and Rolf Conan, and that was After Syrinx by Richard Rodney Bennett. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's switch it up a little with music performed by the Derivative Duo from a disc called Opera for the Masses. This is the Barbie Doll Song.
I'm a lovely Barbie doll. You can find me at the mall. I'm uniquely pert and peppy, fun, chic, and sometimes preppy.
My dream has always been to be a fashion queen.
To be a queen. If you love me, you'll love all my toys and accessories, makeup and toiletries, mirrors and vanities. And you'll die when you see all my stunning designer wear, even my underwear, all beyond compare. Children adore my amazing anatomy, slender and satiny. Nothing can flatten me. And it's not just my body, it's my personality. Each little girl should have three. In a sexy pose, always on my toes.
Well, definitely a Barbie doll can hit the high notes. That was the Derivative Duo and the Barbie Doll song that comes a little bit from Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffmann. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I'm Marguerite. And why not? I do believe we have time for another great selection, the musical stylings of Peter Breiner. Born in Czechoslovakia, he began to play the piano at the age of 4. Now, he has recorded, well, probably more than this now, but 260 plus albums, both as a conductor, a composer, an arranger, and a pianist. And he is best known for his arrangements, such as the Baroque version of the Beatles and similar adaptations of Elvis Presley. He also did lots of popular Christmas music, and back in 2004, his arrangement of national anthems was used at the Athens Olympic Committee as the music for the medal ceremonies. He also became a television personality in the early 2000s, but his talk show called Do You Have Something Against That? Was temporarily banned due to some accusations of being exceedingly controversial. And he also did live in Canada, in Toronto, Canada, for a while. But we're going to go back to one of his very popular recordings. It's Beatles Go Baroque. And we're going to hear the Concerto Grosso number 1. This is in the style of Handel. Here is Peter Breiner and his chamber orchestra. Thank you. Peter Briner and his chamber orchestra, and some selections from the Beatles' Concerto Grosso No. 1 in the style of Handel. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you for joining me. Till next time. And now do stay tuned to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That's coming up next.